if you're having a rough day, if you've got a lot going on, super stressed out, and you're ready to learn how to shift how you're feeling and learn how to start attracting exactly what you want in life, then you are going to love today's episode. You ready? Here we go.
Are you ready to get the clarity, confidence, and strategies you need to design your best life? I'm Richard Hazlett.
And I'm Natasha Hazlett. If you're ready to experience abundance in all areas of your life, then you're in the right place. Each week on this podcast, we're going to share with you the tools we've used to help thousands of people find their purpose and live their life by design.
So if you're ready to start the journey, head over to designyourbestlife.com and download your clarity roadmap when this episode is over. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Design Your Best Life podcast. I'm Richard Hazlett. This is episode 6, and today we're going to be talking about the power of thoughts and the conversations that we have in our mind with our self-talk and the power of making sure that we stay in control of that. And one of the things that we talked about in a previous episode was the power of habit stacking. And I think in this case, we were talking about how, like, as you develop more and more habits, it compounds your success. This is kind of the opposite, where a lot of times we start doing what I'll call stress stacking in our mind, where multiple things start to go wrong across the board, and we start noticing this is happening, and this is happening, and this is happening. It starts compounding when we start talking to ourselves in a way that is, instead of looking at things in a compartmentalized way, we start thinking that everything is going wrong, when in reality, it's just what we're focusing on. So an example of this came about from an experience we had that kind of brought this to mind for me, was when you were giving birth to the twins and we had some things going on. So why don't you kind of set the stage for that, and we'll talk about what happened.
All right. So first of all, if I'm stacking, well, I had to get an emergency C-section because I had preeclampsia. I was pregnant with twins. And so then after that, within like 72 hours of giving birth to the twins, I ended up getting some crazy, outrageous breakout of cold sores. Do you remember this? Like, it was so bad. I looked like such a wreck. And then,
I forgot about that.
Then I had to stay in the hospital longer because our daughter got sick and had a fever. So she had to be quarantined away from everyone. Meanwhile, we had baby nurses waiting to help us with the children, and they kept getting delayed because I couldn't get out of the hospital because our daughter had a crazy high temperature. And so finally, we get out of the hospital. I go home. I get to meet the amazing baby nurses that were there to help me and the twins. And then within 24 hours of being home, I started developing fluid around my lungs. My blood pressure went through the roof, and they had to admit me back into the ER, and I had to stay overnight. And so Rich had to rush me to the emergency room, and I get checked out, stay overnight or two nights or something like that. They get that situation fixed. I come home 3 o'clock that day or something around there. We get a phone call from school, and our daughter has fallen on the slide and has to get rushed to the emergency room to get stitches. And luckily she didn't need stitches. She got the glue thing or whatever it was.
Glue her chin together because it busted open.
So anyway, so then that's the stage. That's all the things that have happened over the past 7 days. And one of our baby nurses said.
So I was having a conversation with her, and somehow something came up about just what all had been going on. And she said something to me to the effect of, yeah, you guys have really had a really, really tough time with just all these unfortunate events that have been occurring. And in my mind, I was thinking, wow, we just had healthy twins. this life's amazing. We've got a business that's rocking and this, that, and the other things going on. But we also had all these things that were going on that were stressful. But I could totally see how someone would look at that and start compiling all those together and adding them up and making them like into this picture of like a negative situation.
And that's something that so many people do. It is like, let's have this comparison game of, oh my gosh, this thing happened bad, and then this, and then this, and then this. And it's like stress stacking is, I think, what you called it. That's a good coin. Well, you can call it. You've now coined the stress stackers. And really what it is this is just kind of Natasha Tough Love here. It's another martyrdom case where, oh, look at me, woe is me, all this bad crap is happening in my life, and let me just show you how bad it is by putting them all together. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not out there judging because I did it for a really long time. But what's so interesting is Rich and I discovered some of the things that we're going to be sharing with you today that put us in the position where it never once occurred to us, either one of us, during that stressful time, oh my gosh, look at all this, these terrible things that are happening in our life. It never once occurred to us in that way. And I do remember that you and I had this conversation, like, you know, I can totally see how she felt that way. And isn't it such a relief that we didn't start engaging in stress stacking, which obviously we didn't call it that because you just coined it that, but we didn't do that. And we were really proud of ourselves because we both made such a mindset shift. And so I'm really excited that we're going to be able to dive into this with y'all today so that you can start watching your thoughts and your words.
Well, and you were just telling me about a book you're reading talking about the power of thoughts. And what was the book you're reading right now that you said was about the power of thoughts?
Well, it's Ask and It Is Given. But before that, there was the book that you tried to get me to read for eons, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, because everyone in personal development seems like they've read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And Rich, bless you, you've tried your mightiest for like probably 7 or 8 years to get me to read this book. And I was like, I don't want to read it. Finally, I read it. We read it together. Remember that? And Napoleon Hill says, thoughts are things and powerful things at that. And it's so true. Look around the room around you. Everything that you see there, it first existed as a thought. You know, if you're listening to this on your iPhone, Steve Jobs and who's the other guy? Steve, whatever is last, and the other guy, you know, the iPhone, it first existed as a thought before it came into form, came into reality, right? So thoughts are also, it's also energy, it's vibrations. And that's what the book Ask and It Is Given is talking about, is that our thoughts have vibration, either high vibrational energy or lower vibrational energy. And this is where the magic happens.
And that's a subject that, it's one of those things I've heard for years. And I remember being like in my 20s reading about vibrations and things. And I was just like, what is this nonsense? Like, what's going on here? And it's something that I've started to really grasp a lot more recently. And in fact, I was just started listening to an audio book that's Power Versus Force. And it's talking about some unique experiments that they use for determining truth and a ton of different things. It's really deep to get into right here, right now. But the bottom line is it kind of reinforced the concept of the vibrational frequency of thoughts and how it can have a real impact in what you're attracting into your life. And that's the issue when you start building a story in your head of all these different things that start to go wrong. And if you start building that story, like I've got this bad thing and I've got this bad thing and I've got this bad thing, those are just things you're choosing to focus on. Because meanwhile, there's also 100 good things going on. You woke up this morning, you're healthy, whatever, you know, there's all sorts of stories you could be telling yourself. But when you're focusing on that lower vibrational frequency that you're basically, what was the thing you told me about? Like, you, no matter if you're trying to tune into, what was it? What?
Oh, well, like around us, here's an example of vibrations. Cause I think this was the thing that really sealed the deal for us. And I think it was maybe Bob Proctor that was talking about this. Cause I had always heard about people talking about vibrations and energy and all that. And quite frankly, I thought they were all woo woo weirdos. And I was like, you know, the lawyer Natasha, I'm not listening to that. That's just out there. But then Bob Proctor really brought it into focus when he said, you know, right now, all around us and all around you, there's country music playing, there's news radio that's playing, there's hip hop, there's classical music, there's a church service going on, there's a baseball game being, commentated on or whatever you want to call it. And it's all happening right now. And you may say, well, that's absurd. I can't hear it. But then all of a sudden, you go and you get a radio and you turn the dial. We don't have dials anymore. Like, you push the buttons. And all of a sudden, once you tune in, you can actually hear the frequency. You get on the right station, you can hear the country music. You turn the dial a little bit, and you hear the classical music. And the whole point is that we are like the radio, and we have the ability to tune in to the good vibrational things or the not so good vibrational things. And it matters. It matters. It can completely change what is actually coming into your reality. So energy flows where focus goes is something that I once heard.
Nice.
So if your thoughts are things and powerful things at that, and we believe that like attracts like. So if you're thinking about bad things, what's going to come into your reality? More bad things. All of a sudden, your antenna is up looking for, let me go find all the bad things. It's kind of like if I say, we're going to do a little experiment here. White, 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 white. White, lots of white, everywhere there's white, there's lots of white. Look around the room. Do you see lots of white? Is everything white popping out for you? Is it popping out for you? It's popping out for me. And, you know, I did this on a challenge, on our challenge one time. I think I used the color brown. Everyone's like, no, Natasha, quick, change it. We see everything is brown right now. So anyway, that's why I switched to white. Like, it's good high vibe light. So the point is that you start to recognize all the white color around the room because I was focusing you on the color white or the color brown or the color black or whatever color you want, right? So if thoughts are things and powerful things at that, and it's going to help you recognize, I would argue that words are thoughts on steroids. So the force, the vibrational force behind a word is even more powerful than the vibrational energy around a thought. And so I heard this really interesting thing in a sermon once. And what the pastor was talking about, he said, a lot of people think that Houdini is the one that came up with the phrase abracadabra. But he did not. It's actually an Aramaic phrase, and it means, I speak, therefore I create. And then I heard someone else speaking about it, and that it also had roots in Hebrew, and it was basically the same thing, that our words have the power to create. So when we're not only just stress stacking in our mind, but we make it even worse by going around and telling everyone all the bad stuff, you know that you're putting this huge vibrational force behind all that you don't want to have happen.
Right. And I was just thinking about what happens when you start to create a list. What do you naturally do? You keep adding to that list, right? So once you go down that road, it becomes very easy to just continue to talk about, well, this and this and this. So if from a tangible action item perspective, what can you do to change this? One of the first things is to recognize what are the disempowering statements that you're making to yourself in your internal dialogue. And this is something that when I was studying personal development, when I first got started in my career, I learned about this and I started recognizing some of my patterns and what I was doing. And my default would be when I would get into a situation where I'm trying to figure out some, what's the next move in business or whatever, I had this recurring like statement that would be, I don't know what to do. And so once I recognized that, I was able to start changing that and flipping and stopping it. Like as soon as I started to recite that in my head, I could change it to, yes, I do know, and I'm going to figure out exactly what I need to do or whatever it is. And that's something you can do. First of all, just be aware. The first step is just become aware of what are the kind of patterns that you're saying that are limiting beliefs or statements that are disempowering, and then search for ways to make them more empowering and ask more powerful questions about circumstances.
So for me, I would always say, I'm so stressed or I'm so overwhelmed. And here's the thing that, in addition to what Rich said, think about it logically, y'all. Is it serving you to stress stack? Is it making you feel any better? Is it causing you to some level of positivity in your life? I mean, the answer is no. I mean, really, it's all it's doing is putting you in a martyr state, in a victim state, and is making you feel even worse. So I love it. You have to identify exactly what it is that you're saying so that you can say, oh, I'm not going to say this anymore. Like for me, I eliminated the word overwhelm. I don't ever say I'm overwhelmed. You won't hear me say I'm overwhelmed. I may say I'm at maximum capacity. And so I need to figure out ways to delegate more. And that's how I let people know I'm not just walking around acting like I don't have a lot on my plate. I have a way of communicating that, but I am communicating it in a way that it is going to serve me to let someone know I've got a lot on my plate. And it gets me thinking when I say I'm at max capacity, what can I take off my plate? It puts me in a more empowering position.
Is that when pillows and staplers are flying across the room at that point?
So, you know, the next thing is start thinking about how do you want to feel, right? Like start speaking in the way that you want to feel. Instead of complaining about the bad things that are going on, speak as if abracadabra. I speak, therefore I create. So I'm feeling at peace. I'm feeling clarity. I'm starting to feel better. I'm about to get healthy. Whatever it is, instead of speaking what you don't want and how you don't want to feel, start speaking how you do want to feel.
You know, that's one of those things I used to struggle with too, when I would hear people talk about like affirmations. If it wasn't believable, you know, I didn't, a lot of times like saying something like, you know, I'm becoming super successful or whatever the thing is, but really being able to just focus on what you want and turn the direction of your thoughts is the first step. And so if you don't like making up affirmations, for example, which I mean, I've never been a huge fan of reciting things like that, but I do think it's powerful to focus on what you want, focus on the direction you want to head. So you're not just finding yourself going in the wrong direction. I think that's like a huge, huge key.
Well, this is also a great time where if a lot of stressful things are happening in your life, instead of stacking those up, think about, look for things to be grateful for. What is going well for you today? There may be 10 things that are going very, very poorly in your life. But if you can start to focus on the 3 things that are going well, your brain is going to automatically start to look for more things that are going well. And in addition, now you're putting out this higher vibrational frequency.
Having gratitude. And I like that. Rather than making positive statements that you may not believe, I do like the asking questions. What is great about this? why am I, or even what's the thing where you're kind of asking questions as if they already happened. So that's
Affirmations by Noah St. John. It's a great book. And it is, you know, why do I feel so successful today? Because all of a sudden, when you ask better questions, you get better answers. And so this all kind of comes full right. circle, because your brain, when you ask a question, your brain has to close the loop. Your brain has to get you some sort of an answer. And so that's why there's so much power in asking questions.
Right. And from the disempowering question side, I remember learning from Tony Robbins years ago that you should never ask why questions. Don't, if you ask yourself, why is this happening to me? Why is everyone fill in the blank, you know, doing something against me or whatever? Why questions are almost always a trap leading to negative talk and negative, like reinforcing that lower vibrational frequency. And so that's something that I cut out years ago, asking why questions to myself when I'm thinking about things. That was definitely a powerful shift that I made.
So to take this and put it into action, because that's what we want here on the Design Your Best Life podcast. We want to give you actionable tools that you can use right now to help you in designing your best life. So number one is start taking note of your thoughts and your words. What are you saying, and do you want more of that in your life? If you're always talking about how you don't have enough money, or everything's so stressful, or you're so overwhelmed, or all of the things, know that as you speak, therefore you create. So you're bringing more of that into your life. Whether you believe the frequency, whether you believe the wavelength, whether you even understand how it happens, I don't understand how all this stuff works. All I know is that it does work. So play in this experiment with us for the next 7 days. Take note of your words. Take note of your thoughts.
Your stress stacking.
Right. And start flipping it to the positive.
Just having a feeling of positive expectancy about the things that are going to unfold for you as you're going through life, shifting from that feeling of things are going against you to they're working in your benefit.
That's right. And it's going to put a pep in your step. And so I'm excited for those of you all that are going to take on this challenge of expecting great things. No matter what is going on in your life, expect the great things.
Notice and identify those things. And also, when you recognize what are the disempowering statements you're making, interrupt those with positive new thoughts.
And if you do that, you're going to notice a huge shift, and it's going to bring more of what you want into your life. And this is one of those really positive habits. And this is one of those things that has made a really big change in my life. And I will say that I now also am very keenly aware of the people that I surround myself with. I want to always make sure that I am surrounding myself with people who speak what they want to have happen. I don't hang around people that complain. I might do it accidentally once, and then I won't want to hang out with them anymore. Because it's very...
Keep your eyes on the road, not the rearview mirror.
That's right. Wow, you're full of cliches today. But isn't it true? You want to be around people. We were just talking about this past weekend about who we want to have in our circle. And a lot of this comes down to what are they thinking and what are they speaking. And what I found is that I feel much more high vibe, a lot more energy, a lot more excitement when I'm surrounding myself with people that dream big, think positive, exhibit gratitude on a regular basis versus the people that are always complaining. Like we just don't have those people really in our life. And if they are, they have a very small part that we're of our time, because it just weighs us down. So, you know, be that positive force. That's why a lot of people, I think they all want to hang out with us, Rich, because we are positive and we do speak in the way that we want to live. And I think that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You've got your new challenge for the next 7 days. Be mindful of your thoughts. Be mindful of your words. Speak in the way that you want to create. Expect positive and wonderful things that are going to be coming into your life. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Design Your Best Life. If you're not subscribed already, be sure to do that right now. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you could do us a quick favor and rate and review our podcast. This lets the platform know that we're doing something right and people love our content. It would be a huge help and we would be so grateful. Be sure to head over to designyourbestlife.com and pick up the Clarity Roadmap. The Clarity Roadmap will help you get the clarity and confidence you need to take the next step to designing your best life. We look forward to you joining us next time on Design Your Best Life.